the Outdoor Living Hour with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. And Dan, a living tree service is the name of your company?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been in the industry since 2001. Yeah.
And you serve what part of the valley?
I am pretty much valley-wide, but I'm located in the Southeast Valley, Gilbert, Mesa area.
What's your favorite type of work? Do you like to climb palm trees and clip fronds? Do you like trimming work? Do you like big Aleppo pines?
Palm trees are definitely not my favorite. I think a lot of tree guys will tell you that. But I do, usually for me, the larger the better. I do like large trees that are physically challenging and get up high. But I mean, I enjoy pruning small trees too, you know, down on the ground with a pair of hand pruners, doing some structural pruning. I enjoy that as well.
Did you always have a natural ability to climb since you were a kid?
I definitely had a knack for climbing trees and was always in trees as a kid, for sure.
Yeah, I had once my daughter, when she was 2 years old, climbed up and got on top of the refrigerator. And I couldn't believe it at her age. And I called my mom and I told her, and she goes, "Funny you should say, when you were two, I found you on the refrigerator." I go, "You're kidding me." She goes, "Yeah, you climb up on a chair, up onto the counter, up onto the bread box, and then on top of the refrigerator." I said, "What was I doing up there?" She said, "Just looking around." But yeah, well, what about fear of heights? Did you ever have any initial fear when you started climbing?
I did. didn't know it till I got up high in a tall eucalyptus tree. But yeah, I did. I mean, I took a job working for a tree service company, went up a tall eucalyptus tree and got up there tied in with a little skinny rope and started having second thoughts. What the heck was I doing up there? You know, yeah. But just with more training, more time, more experience, you know, it's good to have a natural fear, keeps you safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, you tend to get used to it over time.
Yeah, I think that's a good bit of advice. You know, a little bit of healthy fear is good.
And who's this lovely lady you brought in with you?
Brought my daughter, Ashlyn, 16-year-old daughter.
Thanks for coming down and keeping your eye on Dad. Is he doing okay? She's giving you the thumbs up. All right, we've got every line loaded, so let's get to our callers. Before we get back to our November talking points, we have Max and Gilbert, who's been on hold the longest. Goes back to our introduction on the sisu tree. Go ahead, Max.
Hello, Romy. First, let me tell you that we went to see John over at the Desert Botanical Garden and a tree pruning event, and it was very informative.
You realize just how much you don't know about trimming trees.
It was unbelievable how much we don't know.
Well, I'm glad you could come. It's great. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because we do have another pruning class coming up on November 15th. You can go to the DBG website and register at dbg.org. So what's your question today?
My question is, 3 years ago, we bought this new house here in Gilbert. We planted sisu and tipu because we wanted them to grow fast and provide shade, just like you said. The sisu is about 10 feet away from the front of the house, and the tipu is in the walkway area between two walls, and it's about 4 feet away from the house.
And your question?
I'm concerned that they're too close to the foundation.
You know, I wouldn't be too concerned about the foundation of the house. The foundations are 2 feet deep, and they're poured over about an 8-inch substrate, and below that is compacted soil. And there's very little oxygen or any reason for the roots to get down below all of that. So usually roots hit a foundation wall on a home, and they'll go sideways because the roots have to be at an optimum depth of soil for oxygen availability, and so they usually stay in the top 18 to 24 inches of soil. Occasionally, you'll have a crack in the foundation, and there's water gets in there, and roots will follow the water. But it's very unusual for that to happen. I'd be more concerned about the hardscape elements like your sidewalk and some of those other closer and more fragile footings to planters and brickwork and pavers. Those are the ones that could really be challenged by a tree like a sisu or a tipu.
And is there some kind of root barrier that he could put in front of the foundation just for precautionary measures?
Yeah, if you want to keep the trees, sometimes people just keep the trees as long as they can until they start providing, you know, presenting a problem, and then they eventually have to take them out and replace them. But there are some preventive measures. You can install root barriers. It's a plastic product, a polypropylene product that you can trench in front of your the hardscape element you're trying to protect, and you slide the root barrier down in, usually 2 or 3 feet deep, and it prevents any root encroachment. It keeps the if you can imagine surrounding a tree with a root barrier like that, you basically are putting it in its own pot. And it could be, you know, an 8 or 10 foot radius from the tree, but it's circling the tree with this barrier to prevent root encroachment.
How are you with citrus, Dan?
Oh my, with pruning or?
Just in general. How are you with citrus?
With citrus, well, we do a lot of citrus work. So
all right, well, let's see if you can help Darren out in your neck of the woods from Santan Valley. Go ahead, Darren.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, so we've moved to Arizona about 2.5 years ago. The home that we moved into had a lemon and an orange tree. The lemon tree is doing great, but our orange tree, every year the fruit on it is like almost spongy, like there's no juice and it's just dry inside, and even the outside of the peel is pretty lumpy. We don't know what to do to bring it back.
First reaction.
I think John's got an answer for you.
Yeah, that's some interesting symptoms. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Appreciate the call, though.
Margaret wants to talk about moving a saguaro. Tom wants to talk about plum trees. Marilyn wants to talk about lime trees. And we've cleared two lines for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.